commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
It is unconstitutional, plain and simple. The metadata that the National Security Agency gathers about our cell phones and emails cannot be squared with the Fourth Amendment. My opinions about this are extrajudicial. Court rulings that uphold the program are simply wrong. Courts don't get everything right and sometimes reverse themselves. This is based on the very clear language of the Constitution. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Now, your papers, which meant your writings, letters, and journals at the framers' time, now means emails and phone calls in current times. If the government has a suspicion about me, they can go into court and get a warrant. Judge Richard Leon, who ruled that the data gathering is unconstitutional, described the NSA's program as Orwellian. He's right. His written opinion included a detailed explanation of the three hops standard. That's where phone data can be gathered three calls removed from the line that's under surveillance. Judge Leon gave a hypothetical situation where a terrorist calls a Domino's pizzeria. Then every call that comes in to the Domino's phone line is fair game for data gathering, and every call made from those phones is in play too. That's a ripple effect that covers millions of numbers and calls. Now, I consider the legal issues here very cut and dry, not complicated at all. It's fascinating that our government runs roughshod over rights that are suddenly inconvenient in a post-9/11 world. But what's interesting to me is what's happened since this ruling on Monday. Cell phone carriers and technology companies are quickly coming to their senses. They are being less cooperative with the NSA's requests. The Justice Department has already asked big phone companies to voluntarily store the metadata that the government may no longer collect while the appeals are playing out, and the phone companies have said no. Earlier this week, President Obama met with executives from 15 tech companies, including Yahoo, Google, and Facebook. He wants to map out ground rules for data snooping. And they are not interested in a deal or agreement. They're buying time while the legal appeals play out. This case is ultimately heading to the U.S. Supreme Court, where they have already upheld the framework of the secret FISA court. So don't kid yourself. Even if the Supreme Court gets this ruling right, the mindset of the NSA is that their work is beyond the reach of politicians and the judges. They have already tapped into phone lines and data lines and are doing their work with or without corporate cooperation. The importance of the court decisions are whether all of this will be inside or outside the bounds of law. But I'm not so naive to think that it's going to stop.